You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Radio.
If you have an older sister, you can also have an elder sister. But if you have an older house, you don't also have an elder house.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
So, Ann, I have two older brothers, and sometimes it gets a little confusing when I'm trying to, you know, talk about the relationship, as in one is older, but the other one is oldest.
The eldest.
The eldest, not olderest.
They are the eldest. This question came from Hans, and Hans wrote, Keith has three sons. He talked about his oldest son. I corrected him. He would be the eldest. Keith's answer, only when there are two in a relationship is the older one the eldest. When there are three, the oldest one is the oldest. Can Keith be right? Okay. Rebecca, if we take your situation with two older brothers, the oldest could be either the oldest or the eldest. Let me explain the history here. Older and oldest and eldest go back to the same root. They are both comparatives and superlatives of the adjective old. So if you have old and then you want to compare two things, older or elder, and then if one is the oldest, the superlative, oldest or eldest. Now, over time, we have seen a distinction start to happen here, which is that in current usage, elder and eldest is used only of persons, whereas older and oldest can be used with persons or people and things. And if we go back to where we started, that's why you might have an elder or an eldest sister, but you wouldn't have an elder or an eldest house. In terms of Hans's question, it is true that early on, elder did have a meaning of being the senior of two people, but that is now archaic. So we don't need to worry about how many people are being compared in terms of using older or elder. Some of our listeners, I would guess, at the moment are also thinking about elders. Is that a noun that you use, Rebecca?
I don't use elders necessarily, but I might refer to somebody who's elderly.
Absolutely. So we get elderly to mean advanced in age.
It's just a nice way to say it, right?
It is a nice way to say it. And I think that in the long run, we should keep an eye on elderly because I think that it might be a factor in eventual meaning changes with elder and eldest. With the noun elders, you will see this in terms of people talking about parents or ancestors or senior members of the community. It's almost always plural, but you'll hear people talk about their elders. You also get, for example, the church elders. And I do think that there's some reverence in the term elders, which is lovely. Brian Garner, who's written the well-known usage guide, Modern American Usage, talks about older and oldest and elder and eldest and notes that we do have these places where we use elder, such as an elder statesman or an elder in the church. You do get it with brother or sister, but Garner says if older and oldest works in context, it's probably the better choice. Now, Rebecca, with your brothers, would you talk about an older brother or an elder brother?
I would talk about an older brother.
And you would be using the most frequent form. If you look historically, it has been more common to talk about an elder brother or sister than an older brother or sister. But over the last few decades, older has taken over and more common to talk about an older brother or sister. If you look at eldest versus oldest with brothers and sisters, historically, more common to talk about the eldest brother or sister. And now, pretty much neck and neck between eldest brother and sister or oldest brother and sister.
Well, I can't wait to introduce my oldest brother as my oldest brother. He'll love that. Well, Hans, I hope that that settles things for you and Keith. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a really good day.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.